Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, I was sitting on the N7 for an hour this morning. Had I been commuting on the bus, I would have been able to read the book. And if you want to be more productive while you commute on the bus, why not join a book club? Because Dublin Bus is now running its own book club to help passengers with longer commute times caused by worsening traffic congestion. Siobhan Kelly is the woman behind the book club and she joins me now. Welcome to Lunchtime Live, Siobhan.
Hi, Shane. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a great initiative to talk about. I suppose, first of all, explain, why did you set up the Dublin Bus Book Club?
So I started reading on my commute about 2 years ago, and I found it a great way to disconnect and get off my phone. I know loads of us struggle with just scrolling on our phones for 40 minutes to an hour or whatever on our commute. And I just found it great. So I was just thinking, how can we promote reading on the bus to our customers?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we engage with people who like reading? So from there, I thought the best way would be to build a community where people can read the same books and engage with each other. And that's where I got the idea for the book club. But obviously, the book club that we have is an online book club on an app called Fable. So basically you download the app and then you search Books on Board, which is the name of our book club. And then from there, you're brought to a group, and there's different chat rooms within that group. So you have your intro, lobby and book recommendations chat room. And then when we change our books, there's another chat room called Kickoff, and then they break down each chapter within the book.
Yeah.
And people can talk about what they've read or how they feel within each chapter and engage with each other.
Ah, now this makes a lot more sense to me, because I thought that you all have to get on the same bus and open up the book and read it together, but it's online.
It's all online. Yeah, no, nobody has to get on the same bus, luckily.
Okay, and have you seen much success? How long is this going?
So it's been going for just over a year, and at the moment we have over 650 members.
Wow, that's a very big book club. Yeah.
Yeah, it's doing really, really well, yeah.
And I'm just wondering, because we're going to talk to a couple of other book clubs here on Lunchtime Live, why is it, do you think, that there is such an interest? I remember Oprah set up the book club years ago when no one else was doing it, and then kind of there wasn't much talk, and now everyone, Claire Byrne has a book club, Reese Witherspoon has a book club, Dublin Bus have one. Why is everyone doing book clubs now?
I'm not sure. I think when you get into reading, it's nice to have someone to talk to about the book that you're reading. I know, you know, when there's a new TV show on Netflix and everybody's talking about it, but that happens a lot less with books. So I think you just want to find a community who have similar interests to you that you can actually chat to, and also to get book recommendations. You know, if you like this book, then you might, if you've read this book, then you might like this book, kind of thing.
Yes, okay. And is it, what books are you recommending at the moment, or do commuters themselves recommend the books?
So it depends. We, at the moment, the book we're reading is The Chain by Adrian McKinty. We normally pick the books ourselves, or else we have a partnership with Chapters. So when you join our book club, you get 10% off at Chapters. And we actually contact them and ask them for recommendations. So the books that we choose are all Irish authors. So what I do is I email Mick in Chapters and I'll say, is there any new books coming out with Irish authors, or is there any books that you recommend? So then we'll add them to a list, or else we have also asked for recommendations on the app from our members to see if they have any recommendations that they'd like. So we kind of just, we play it by ear, you know, to see who wants to read what.
Yeah.
But generally it does really well.
Okay, good. You mentioned Chapters, because we've Sarah Phelan, who's manager at Chapters Bookshop, with me this afternoon. Afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
I'm good. I was wondering earlier on, are book clubs not just an excuse for people to drink wine and pretend that they read, but actually they don't?
No, not at all. I think, I mean, book clubs are so important. There's such a social element to them. And I think this Dublin Bus one is amazing, because we're all doing the daily commute anyway, and it tends to be fairly solitary, heads in phones, headphones on, kind of doom scrolling. So this kind of gives us a way to build a new habit. We've all read books at some stage in our life, whether we're kind of voracious readers at the moment or not. And maybe this gives people the nudge they need So it can help to turn, I feel, the daily commute into something social. And I know you mentioned there, you know, we don't all have to get on the same bus and chat to each other. But then sometimes if you're sitting beside somebody who's reading a book, you might say, oh, you know, I read that one, or would you recommend it, and things like that. So it's, it's a way to interact with people in a really positive way.
And people love to talk books. I put up a picture of a book I was reading last week, and the amount of DMs I got from people asking, oh, what's it like? I've always wanted to read that as well. So people, Irish people, love to talk books. Did you notice a resurgence in book clubs after COVID? Has that anything to do with it, I wonder?
Potentially, yes. I mean, Dublin and Ireland has such an incredible literary heritage for so long. And I think it's going back to that thing that, like, if you can read a book, you're never going to be bored. There is the social thing. There is the ones where we, you know, meet up with friends and have a glass of wine. But there's kind of something for everybody in it. And it's a great way to get recommendations. So, you always have your next read picked out.
Yeah. Donal Talbot is co-founder of Queer Book Club Dublin, and he's with us. Hi, Donal.
Hi, Shane. How's it going?
I'm very well. Do you only read gay books?
Do you know what? That is, how we kind of run our book club. We are really interested in discovering and reading queer literature. And it's also a space for queer people and LGBT people to come and meet new people. And we function a little bit differently than maybe a regular book club. We open up the slots for people to join every single month. So we generally have about 20 to 25 people, and it's first come, first serve, which means that we get like a whole different cast of characters each time. But it's a really interesting way for us to kind of engage with queer literature and kind of relate it to our own experiences as queer people.
And in a safe space, which is very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, tell me, audiobooks, because I thought no one was reading physical books anymore. They were either on their Kindle or they were listening to audiobooks. Is that cheating? Do you have to read a physical book to be part of your book club?
Well, you know, I feel you can't quite beat a real book in front of you, you know, the smell, the tactility. But we generally, there's no rules for us. Like, if you want to read the story, that's great. If you want to listen to the story, that's great as well. So,
Okay, and can anyone join your queer book club?
Absolutely, yeah. We're Queer Books Dublin on Instagram, and we're open to queer people to join, but also for allies. You know, we don't have any rule for, no one else can join. So it's great. We can, we bring on new people each time.
Brilliant. Well, that's Donal Talbot there, who's co-founder of Queer Book Club Dublin. Siobhan, I just want to go back to you, who set up the Dublin Bus Book Club. Lots of people commuting on Dublin Bus. Remind us how they can get involved in your book club on the bus.
So they download the Fable app, and then they search for books on board, and they can join through there. And then after that, they email dbonline@dublinbus.ie. And we will send them out a membership pack. And within the membership pack is a membership card that they can use to get 10% off at Chapters Bookstore.
Very good.
And then we also run competitions for our new book each month. So at Dublin Bus News, for Facebook and Instagram, we'll have competitions for the books every month.
Great idea. Siobhan Kelly from the Dublin Bus Book Club, and also thanks to Sarah Phelan from Chapters Bookshop.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.